You're not going to want to miss this episode of the AI Show, where we talk about what's new in the world of conversational AI with Gary and Vishesh. Make sure you tune in. Hello and welcome to this episode of the AI Show, where we're talking about all about what's new in the world of conversational AI with Gary and Vishesh. Hello, my friends. Why don't you introduce yourselves? We'll start with you, Gary.
Hey, I'm Gary Pretty. I'm a senior program manager on the conversational AI team at Microsoft.
Awesome. Vishesh.
Hey, my name is Vishesh, and I am a senior program manager on our Azure Cognitive Speed Services.
Wonderful. So when we talk about conversational things, I usually think of the word bot, but at Microsoft, we have an Azure Bot Service. We have a Bot Framework Composer, amongst other things. Can we maybe get a little situated on what both of these things are and how they work together? Can we start with first the bot service, Vishesh?
Yeah, so Azure Bot Service is essentially a hosted service in Azure that allows you to build bots, publish them, and share them across various channels. So you have a bunch of channels and a bunch of developers out there already use it for text. We're seeing a lot of growth in voice. We introduced a voice channel called Direct Line Speech about 2 years ago, and we're just expanding the portfolio of channels that are out there. So, you know, apart from Facebook and Teams and all the other channels you've got out there, we're introducing a new modality that we'll talk about. So I'm very excited for that.
Awesome. So the bot service is a way to channel conversational things into multiple channels. Am I getting this right, or is it more than that?
It is more than that from the perspective that you can also manage your entire development workflow. You can host it. You can, you know, make it multi-regional and so on. So there's a lot more to it, but the biggest value prop is the fact that we have these hosted channels where you can easily build your bot and expose it across multiple channels.
That's awesome. So what is actually new? What is the newest thing, Vishesh?
So the newest thing here is what we're referring to, the telephony channel in the list of channels. So the telephony channel is a way for you to expose your bot over a phone line. And the most common scenario that a lot of customers have been asking us for the last few years is how can they integrate their bots within their contact centers as one of the key scenarios that we're trying to focus here to really make the experience much nicer, sound nicer, and also create a much more natural language infused interaction, which typically if you call contact centers today is not always the case.
So you said telephony. So I'm assuming that literally a channel where you can talk to things with sound. Am I getting this right?
Uh-huh. Absolutely. So we introduce speech to text. We use the bot to compute the logic, and you can use the rest of cognitive services to process that language. And on the way out, you use text to speech. And in fact, one of our state of the art neural voices to sort of talk back to the user that's on the other end.
It feels like there's a lot to stitch together. Is it hard to do?
It's not hard to do, but given our platform strategy, we're providing a lot of Lego blocks. It gives developers full flexibility based on what their modality is, based on what their contact center setup is, if they have one or not. So we provide lots of options, and that introduce a bunch of Lego blocks.
Awesome. Well, I feel like I want to take a look at it. Can you show us how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. Why don't we share my screen? So let me walk you through a typical solution architecture here real quick. So when we think about customers building bots, most customers developers are familiar with Azure Bot Framework. They end up using cognitive services, services like Q&A Maker, Lewis, and Text Analytics are very popular as well. In addition to that, you expect them to integrate with APIs, with your enterprise systems, with, different services that you might be hosting or in the cloud or on premises. But what really gets interesting is that more often than not, we sort of hear feedback from customers that they want to expose that same bot, same capability within their contact centers as well. So they can make sure that their actual sort of human agents that are in the contact centers are productive, as well as help deflect some of the traffic. And some of these stories are real world and have been growing exponentially because of the pandemic or panic order, as you referred to, Seth. And in this case, I think what we decided to do was invest in what we're referring to, the telephony channel for bot framework itself. So with this telephony channel, you get a full duplex voice interaction experience, which is you have the capability to interrupt the bot at any point you want and create a much more immersive experience in addition to exposing our core speed services.
And that's cool. So as you're going through, basically what you've done is this new channel allows you through enterprise systems to literally access telephones to do actual phone calls.
Correct. And the way we do that is actually using a service called Azure Communication Services that we introduced at Ignite last year, that some of the folks have already, you know, been pinging us about a lot. And one of the ways you can expose your bot is through what we call the PSTN network, or just a phone number. And that's sort of the starting premises of it, where if a caller comes to your contact center, you can transfer that call over to the telephony channel using Azure Communication Services as of today.
That's cool. So to turn this on, do you have to do anything special, or is it just there?
So I'll walk you through that part as well. And one of the things that I do want to refer to is the fact that we're introducing multiple modalities to this experience as well. It's not just about a phone number. You know, if you deal with contact centers, you know about SIP trunking, and we're actively working on implementing some of that capability within this experience. So you can bring your existing providers for that. In addition to that, we've got a very rich ecosystem of ISVs that are out there, you know, building really great software to integrate and create, you know, gateways from contact centers to our speech and bot services. So we will be working with them through the API modality, or MRCP being one of the more popular ones as well.
That's cool. That's cool. I'd love to see this in action on Azure. Is that possible?
Absolutely. So I'm currently on my GitHub repo here. And if you scroll down, you'll notice that it's actually fairly simple. All you need is sort of four steps, and one of them being creating your bot. Luckily for me, last night I created a little bot just called my web app bot. It's fairly easy to search for and create one. And one of the things that we've introduced within this bot service registration page is one of the new channels that I was referring to, which is the telephony channel in this case. If I scroll down, it's right there at the bottom. And as you come to this creation experience, we're in public preview, so just a little caveat, and we'd love to hear your feedback. You'd notice that there are some fields here to be filled in with some references to ACS. Now, ACS refers to the Azure Communication Services that I was referring to earlier. So let's go off and create a quick communication services resource. There we go. I'll quickly create one, and it's fairly straightforward. Again, the typical Azure, you know, nomenclature, you create a resource group and do other things with it. For the interest of time, I've already got one created. And the one part that we're most interested for now is phone numbers. So what you can do in Azure now is acquire phone numbers. Currently, it's available only in the United States, but there's a pretty vast expansion plan to, you know, make this available globally as well. In this case, I pick up my country or region. The next step is I choose my use case. In my case, you know, we're building an application, i.e. a bot, that can receive calls or make calls. And then, you know, I pick if I want a local number, which comes with a standard cost with it. I want this bot, phone number to be able to receive calls, which is supported for Azure Bots, which works great for us. And then I go off and choose my state. Since I'm in Washington, I'll pick that, Seattle, and then I'll go off and acquire phone numbers. Now, again, for the interest of time, as you saw earlier, I've already got a phone number out here. And all I have to now do is copy this over and paste those values in here. Now, as you can see, there's a lot of work here to, you know, copy paste different phone numbers and so on. And we're working on something new that I'll be happy to give you a little sneak peek of as well. But Ooh. Hopefully this process makes sense so far.
Yeah, absolutely. So far, basically, you add a new channel. You're using telephony as a new channel, and all you're doing is you're hooking it up to Azure Communication Service with a number that you've gotten from there. Cool. It makes perfect
absolutely.
Sense.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And as I refer to it, this feels a little tedious right now with this current UI. So let me give you a little sneak peek on what we've been working on as well on the side that will become the real experience very soon. So again, I'm on a different bot service page out here, Blade in the Azure portal. And I've got a little preview channels page here. So let's look at what that would look like. So as you can see, the experience feels much nicer and scrollable and so on. But let's click on the telephony channel real quick. Now, this will give you a much easier experience where all you have to do is connect your bot to a phone number that I've already acquired. That's cool. I'll attach my cognitive services resource, which will allow me to do speech to text, text to speech, and a bunch of other things. And then I'll select the phone number that we had already created. And it's as easy as that. My bot is now capable of receiving phone calls.
Wow, this is pretty cool. And so basically, in the back end, now you have the ability, because if I remember right, and then we'll get to you, Gary, maybe to help us with this. If I remember right, it makes it so that you can write the bot logic in one place, but have multiple channels be outbound. And that's what the bot Azure bot service is doing for you. Am I getting this right, Vishesh?
Absolutely. And in addition to, you know, exposing it on a phone number, we have also introduced some new concepts, such as being able to transfer. Typically, you know, when you're receiving calls with a bot, you want to transfer a call back to the contact center or from the contact center, then you have to record calls and just a whole host of different services and features that you'll find on our GitHub repo as well.
Is there some documentation that we can point people to?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, if you go onto our GitHub page, which is just bot framework telephony, just do a quick search for it. You'll find a list of everything we support, including the list of all the features. And I'm sure Gary will show off some of those fairly soon as well. So we'd love to, you know, learn from you, get feedback from you, and please feel free to report issues as you experience, you know, any bugs.
Fantastic. All right. So Gary, let's go to you, because I think it feels like we've looked at the back end of a bot, but we haven't looked at how do we write the, I mean, do you call it the front end? What do you call it? Let's talk about the bot framework composer, what it's for and how you use it.
Sure. Yeah. So behind Azure Bot Service or in conjunction with Azure Bot Service, we also have our SDK, Bot Framework SDK and tooling, the predominant piece of which is Bot Framework Composer, which is our visual authoring tool for your conversation. So you can rapidly author a bot conversation and tie that with the power of the SDK at your fingertips to extend your bot wherever you need it. So it's a developer-focused tool for building conversations.
That's cool. And so if it's a developer-focused tool, I feel like we need a developer-focused like demo to show us how it works. Do you have something you can show us?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let's take a look.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so here I am inside of our Bot Framework Composer tool. And I've started to build out a demo called Seawell Customer Service. And this bot is intended to live, as we were talking about earlier, it's like a multimodal bot. So it's intended to live both on the website via web chat. And we have a web chat control that you can use to surface your bots on the web. But also, I want to now make this available via telephony as well. So the first thing to look at is our new testing feature. And you can see here, I've already started this bot and I've started to build it out with a scheduling feature for eye exams. So I can say I'd like to schedule an eye exam. The bot's then going to respond to me and start asking me questions about my eye exam. So do I want to purchase some contact lenses? I can say yes. Have I worn them before? No, I haven't. And then I can start to actually, you know, put in some details, and it's going to start to say, okay, well, let's find a date. Let's find a store appropriate for you. So you can see here that this bot works well via text. So that's the first thing. So previously, up until sort of a recent release and the arrival of the telephony channel, Composer and the bot framework, primarily you were building for text-based channels. We did have direct line speech available as a channel, but really we've been working behind the scenes to make sure that Composer can really light up the ability to author rich speech-based experiences right at your fingertips. So if we jump in here into a welcome dialogue, which is the dialogue that shows our welcome message, we can see here that I've sent a response back to the user, and I can use this add action menu and I can pick from a number of them. And here I'm simply sending a message to the user. Now, we have added not only the ability for you to add multiple text variations, so you can see here the welcome message, and I have an alternative, and the bot will pick one at random. I've also got my suggested action. So if we jump back to the test and scroll up, you can see here's the welcome message, and I picked one of my suggested actions earlier. But I can now, thanks to our new speech feature, I can add a speech variation. So let me grab my speech. So I can now add a speech variation right here into the bot. And you can see now that my response now has a text variant and a speech variant, which means that depending on the channel, the bot will just do the right thing. So if you called this bot via the telephony channel, which we're going to show in just a few minutes, then it's going to use the speech variation. If I'm using it via the website, then I can use text. Because we make a lot of this idea of write once, run everywhere. But actually, the way we like to really think about it is write once and tailor for everywhere. Meaning that actually, we still get the benefits of being able to use this single application, shared state, shared conversation. But we want to make sure that that experience is lit up and is as engaging as possible, depending on the channel that the user is using.
That's really cool. So I love that because, like, I know we had this write once, run everywhere thing, but that's really never the case. I love the write once, tailor the experience for everywhere. That's really cool. Sorry, Gary, I interrupted. That's really cool.
No, absolutely. And it's really one of the things that we've been working on in Bot Framework Composer the most, to try and light up that sort of multimodal authoring and the ability for you to do that really incredibly, incredibly rapidly and incredibly easily. The other thing that we did was to make sure that you get a rich speech experience, you need to be able to take advantage of our neural voice fonts. So our neural voice fonts are incredibly realistic sounding voice fonts that you can use as part of your speech or telephony channel. And previously, what you need to make sure you do, if I head down here to web chat, my web chat inspector, which is a sneak peek of something that's coming soon. And I scroll down, let me expand that just a little bit. And I scroll down here, you can see here that this is the actual JSON that's being sent to Azure Bot Service and that's being used to drive the conversation. So here I've got the text that's being used. So, okay, you know, I found Seawell Optical Care. But you see here is the speak property. And we have what's called SSML, or Speech Synthesis Markup Language tags, that we need to wrap around every single response. So we have a speak tag, which is essentially saying this is some SSML. And then if I scroll over, you'll also see that we've got a voice tag, which defines the voice font that we want to use for reading this text out. So you can see here that the same text is contained within this tag. Now, previously, if you were using the SDK, this is something that you would have had to manually do yourself. You would have to manually add these SSML tags to every single response, meaning if you wanted to change the voice font, that could be problematic as well. So what we've also done is tried to make the experience of authoring speech as seamless as possible. And if I head over to the settings for this bot and I head into advanced settings and scroll down just a little bit, what you'll see here is we've now got these speech-specific settings. So the first thing is I now have a single place to set a voice font. And you'll see that voice font that we just saw in the bot framework message JSON is Aria Neural. So I could change this, for example, to Gee Neural if I wanted a male US English voice. And we also have a setting for text fallback. So you might have authored a bot already for web chat, you know, web-based text, and that text may be suitable to be used over a speech channel. So your speech property won't be set unless you go through and you set them all manually. So we've even added a setting for you to take the pain away from that. So we'll automatically, if you haven't specified an automatic speech response, we will take the text property and we will wrap it in those SSML tags automatically for you. So we've really tried to take the pain away from building bots for speech.
That's really cool. So basically, if you already have a bot that you've authored and you want to make it for speech, it will literally just wrap the thing in the SSML tag, the speech part, if that's what you want to do. Obviously, you need to go in there and make the experience a little bit better, because when you write things out versus saying them, it's a little bit different. But that's really awesome. Literally every single bot that really uses this now can move to telephony pretty quickly.
Yeah, we're seeing customers doing this right now. So, you know, many, many customers out there over the last few years since Bot Framework was incepted have rolled out customer assistance, employee assistance internally, and they've rolled them out over text-based channels, whether that's via Microsoft Teams or it's via web chat. And now they're able to take advantage of these advancements combined with the power of the telephony channel and our rich speech stack and immediately enable that bot for sort of speech and telephony-based channels.
So as I'm looking at this Bot Framework Composer, is this like something on Azure? Is this, where is this Composer? I've seen it before, but it's been like a year ago. Where does it live?
So this is actually, it's a local application. So you can visit, we've got an aka.ms link, which will drop out at the end. So you can go download this application and install it locally. It's also open source. So you can head over to GitHub and you can actually deploy this and run it as a web application on your local machine as well. So it's an Electron app, but it integrates with all of the key cognitive services like Lewis for language understanding, Q&A Maker for question and answer capabilities, and speech. We actually integrate with it so that you can actually spend most of your time inside of Composer. There's not really a need to leave here. We actually integrate with all of those services for you. And that even includes, if I head over to the publishing tab, I can now provision all of the Azure resources I need for my bot directly into Azure. I can create one or more publishing profiles, and that can all happen right from within the application. And then I can publish straight to Azure as well. So it really is a one-stop shop for conversational application development.
That's really cool. Now, I imagine that there's a lot of people doing bot stuff. Is there a way to package up your things and maybe share out? Or I'm trying to see, there's got to be certain flows that are so common that people can share them.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something else that we've been working on. So let me just jump over to this new icon. And you can see this in our nightly builds now. This is our package manager. And our package manager is a way for us to wrap up maybe pre-built dialogues if you wanted to share pre-built conversation across bots, or even things like custom actions. So the ability to extend Composer itself, those actions that we saw earlier, like me sending a response, I can actually extend them using the bot framework. Framework SDK. And the thing I really want to sort of hammer home and land here is that this is not a no-code solution. This is Composer enables you to rapidly do your conversational authoring as quickly as possible and then take advantage of the power of the SDK in Visual Studio. Because underneath Composer, underneath every Composer project is a real application, and you can open that in Visual Studio or Visual Studio Code and extend that as you need to. One package that you'll see here soon is a telephony package, which we're working on right now and will be available soon to support the telephony channel. And that will allow you to do things like start call recording or transfer a call with context right from within your Composer authoring canvas.
This is amazing. Is there a demo that I can, has this been published and can I call it? That's the question.
Absolutely, yeah. So why don't we have you try and call this bot, and we can show everybody how it works.
All right, I'm gonna turn my phone on here. So let me turn it up so people can hear. And I'm gonna dial the number. You should be able to hear me dialing, but I'm not gonna tell you the number. Okay, so here we go. I'm calling it.
Hi. Thanks for calling Seawell. In just a few words, can you tell me why you're calling today?
I'd like to make an appointment, an eye exam.
Sure. I can help you. Okay. And do you need to purchase contact lenses following your eye exam?
Yes, I sure do.
Great. Have you worn contact lenses before?
Yes, I sure have, my whole life.
Let's find a store for your appointment. Can you give me a zip code?
98008.
Okay. I found Sewell Optical Care located at 900 Bellevue Way Northeast in Bellevue, Washington.
I'm going to hang up there because I think that was pretty cool that I was able to call it. Obviously, my phone, for some reason, I must be really far in the undergrounds of Bellevue. I don't live in Bellevue, but still, but that was pretty cool. Like, but here's a question. Here's a question I have, and hear me out here. And maybe we're going off script a little bit. What if when I call it, does it have to say everything it has to say, or can I be like, excuse me, ma'am?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. We have a feature called Barge In, which many of our competitive platforms don't. And maybe Bishesh can touch on that a little bit more.
Yeah, like Barge In essentially is also known as Allow Interrupt. So, you know, there are two sets of use cases. One is sometimes when you're calling up, you know, your insurance company, you do want to play a message without being without, you know, allowing the customer to interrupt. For that, you switch it off. And then for scenarios where maybe you've called the eye clinic too many times and you just haven't been, you know, you've been changing your appointments all the time, so you know the flow already and you just want to go in, barge in when the bot is talking to you and just get your thing done. So the way we do that is by offering this full duplex channel, which allows you to sort of listen as well as speak all at the same time with this telephony channel.
So I can call and interrupt and it'll be okay. Sorry, Gary.
Right. So you can call, you could call the bot back. And when she initially says to you, you know, how can I help you today? You can just say, I want to schedule an eye exam straight away without letting her finish. And that will show you how the interruption works.
I'm going to try it. Okay, here we go. I'm going to call it and interrupt here. I'm just going to redial from where I was before. Here we go. I'm going to interrupt a robot. I feel really bad.
Hi.
Excuse me. I'd like to schedule an eye exam.
Sure. Okay. And do you need to purchase contact
lenses? I see. So basically, I hung up on the robot. I don't feel bad, right? But basically, I just interrupted and it knew where to go from that flow. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was in the middle of a prompt, and regardless of whether or not you let the prompt play out, the next time that you talk to the bot, then it's going to pick up where it knows you are within the conversation. And, you know, this is a really simple example. We can, using the power of the bot framework and the SDK and Composer, we can enable other things like global interruptions, whereby at any point you could say, hey, I'd like to speak to a real person, or I'd like to speak to a human. And we could do that by a traditional DTMF tone. So maybe at the beginning of the call, we've all heard it might say, to speak to a human, press 9 at any time. And we can enable that sort of global interruption, or even a natural language global interruption, where you just say, even in the middle of that schedule, you know, the booking flow, mm-hmm. Let's say you remember that you needed to change something. You could actually say, oh, wait, no, I meant tomorrow. And we can actually use Composer to really easily build in those interruptions. And these really quite complex conversational paradigms incredibly easily.
That's really cool. I felt a little guilty interrupting your bot, Gary. I just want to say that. But and I also feel like, Vishesh, you missed out on a joke of like, you're going to an eye doctor and they don't want to see you.
Get it?
you could have done that one a while. I just, my brain just clicked. This is awesome. Where can people go to find out more?
So the easiest way to start is by going to our GitHub repository. So it's, as you can see, the link out here or in the chat, or just look up Bot Framework Telephony and you'll find our GitHub repository and would love to hear from you.
Awesome. Yeah,
absolutely. And we have a link there where you can download Composer and get started. And also, we would really encourage you all to head over to the Ask Me Anything, which we're having on the 28th of April, where you'll be able to jump in and ask anything about conversational AI.
Well, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for spending some time with us to talk about not only the Azure Bot Service, but the Bot Framework Composer, showing us the new telephony channels, me interrupting robots. It's been awesome. Thank you so much for watching, and hopefully we'll catch you next time. Take care.